Well, today discussions will be focused on the finalization of the current financial perspective. This is the year when we finish, when we are finishing our first financial perspective in Croatia, and we will discuss on the council the possibility for the prolongation of the deadlines. That is very important for the capacities of the member states right now, due to the numerous reasons that have made the countries to prolongate with the certification of their EU funds. So this is the one of the important topics that we will talk today. Also, what is important that we will be discussing today is the remaining the strength of the cohesion policy for the future after 27, when we want to have the cohesion policy to be strengthened in future and oriented towards the green and digital transition, obviously, and the tackle the demographic challenges. These are the main topics that we will discuss today, also, and the competitiveness of the European economy as such. In this respect, we have to find the ways on how to support innovation, how to support competitiveness of the big companies in Europe, and how to make European economy and European industry more competitive on a global scale. In this respect, we will address this issue also through the cohesion funds. This is why cohesion policy is particularly important in addressing these challenges, and hopefully we'll find a way on how to adjust the cohesion policy and the regulation that stimulates the investments in innovation, research and development, and addressing the implementation of the smart specialization strategies. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Croatia, and we will discuss on the countries to prolongate with the certification. Also, of the cohesion policy for the future after